Thank you very much. And then new to the U.S. business, Director of our TV Product Management, Home Entertainment and Sound, Sunil Mayal.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you, Sunil. And as you might have seen, whether you're on the escalators or walking into the hall, our theme, once again, at CEDIA is Install Innovation, Install Sony. It's my pleasure to introduce our President and CEO, Mike Fasulo.
Thank you, John. You can clap if you want.
Maybe clap for me.
So, good morning and welcome to the Sony booth. It's really exciting to be here again this year. And as you know, last year was the CEDIA's 25th anniversary, and I personally had the honor of delivering the keynote address. And during my comments last year, I identified a number of emerging developments, as well as a number of challenges that we're facing this very challenge. And most importantly, I discussed our belief that audio-video integration remained and remains the biggest opportunity of all. So, we fast forward a year to CEDIA Expo of 2015, and a number of key trends were clear. First, the CEDIA channel has renewed momentum, which you can experience everywhere on the floor, and you will experience that. And most certainly, you'll experience it right here in the Sony booth. And specifically with Sony, this is a key fact. Our business in this specific channel is up 63% versus prior year. So just in case I was mumbling, our business in this specific channel is up 63% versus prior year, and it's by design, because we're focused on quality audio, quality video, and as importantly, quality distribution. And quality distribution in this very channel. All of this is being driven through audio-video innovation, and we all know the biggest innovation of all is 4K Ultra HD. In fact, nearly 100 million 4K devices are projected to ship in 2017 worldwide. And most of the latest premium television include high dynamic range for maximum brightness and contrast. And as a matter of fact, just last month, Sony added HDR capability in 8 4K TVs, starting at a premium value of $1,500, and all of which are ideal for the CEDIA channel customers. Now, each of these models also includes our reality creation 4K upscale technology, which you all know enhances high definition sources. And they include built-in control over IP capability. And as we established last year, and I spoke to in the keynote, they work with the leading system integrators across the industry. Another very key point in this channel. But as we all know, 4K home projectors deliver the ultimate big screen experience. And this experience also requires outstanding audio quality as well. So, it is my pleasure to introduce the next speaker, who's going to tell you more about this, our Director for Video and Sound, Tank Tanakawa. Tank.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning, everyone. And once again, welcome back to the 2015 CEDIA. So, let me introduce the projector as well as the sound for the audio, the ES receiver. So, as you may know, 4K UHD home projector was introduced by Sony in 2012. And today, Sony dominates this category with a full range of models. In fact, Sony has approximately 80% of the 4K projector market. And for 2016, we have an exciting new line of the projectors that will be no exception. All these models deliver unprecedented performance and value, including our new entry-level 4K projector, DW365ES. It delivers native 4K resolution with full DCI compliant. There is also Sony Verity Creation 4K upscaling technology. And it includes an all-electric chassis and new HP lamp for more efficient operation. It also supports a variety of system integrator apps. The VW365ES offers all of these and will be available this month for $10,000. We are also introducing an advanced step-up model which delivers outstanding dynamic contrast. Includes HDR capability that's ideal for 4K, UHD, Blu-ray, and other next generation sources. It also allows firmware upgrade via USB. Along with Triluminous technology for more accurate color reproduction. Additionally, DW665ES offers HDMI support for 60p video. Plus, it's HDCP compliant for secure content. DW665ES is available this month for $15,000. Of course, being Sony, we always want to deliver reference standard performance. So today, I'm very much excited and I'm proud to announce our new DW5000ES home theater projector. It's our latest 4K home projector powered by laser light engine. This generates up to 5,000 lumens of brightness. DW5000ES also has infinite dynamic contrast. Its laser engine provides battery maintenance-free operation. The 5000ES is further enhanced by a low noise liquid cooling system. And its laser engine provides virtually maintenance-free operation. VW5000ES is further enhanced by the lower noise liquid cooling system, as I said, and also allows quick start activation and shutdown. Most importantly, the 5000 VW5000ES has HDR capability with DCI P3 color. It even supports the new 2020 wide panoramic standard for future applications. Additionally, the VW5000ES accepts 4K 60p video signals. And it features an inspection friendly design which can be tilted plus minus 30 degrees. There is also built-in IP control that support third-party systems. Plus, it's supplied with power zoom lens, which is interchangeable with the short flow lens. The VW5000ES will be available early next year for $60,000. However, as Mike mentioned, 4K UHD also requires outstanding video and audio. So today, also another excitement announcement is we are announcing our new ZA5000ES receiver that ideal for custom installers. This high-powered flagship model delivers 130 watts across 9 channels. It also compatible with Dolby Atmos and DTS:X, which support up to 11.1 channels of sound. Additionally, its sound field technology includes speaker relocation, which compensates for imperfect listening environment. There is also a 32-bit DAC which support high-res audio over HDMI. There is a variety of other sonic enhancement as well. And of course, the ZA5000ES features outstanding ES build quality. For example, there is frame and beam construction which reduces vibration. And when it comes to video quality, ZA5000ES is perfect for 4K UHD sources. There are 6 compatible HDMI inputs and 2 outputs for more flexibility. All of these are full HDCP compliant. In addition, the ZA5000ES supports 4K 60p contents, which can be distributed with multi-channel audio in 2 different zones. And of course, it includes built-in 4K upscaling as well. Along with compatibility with the latest HDR sources. So HDR sources. Along with compatibility with the latest HDR sources, there is even built-in test pattern to Wi-Fi 4K connectivity. ZA5000 also provides access to all major control protocols. And its flexible design offers cloud-based remote monitoring. All of these settings can be stored on USB devices used at any time. So the ZA5000ES will be available early next year for $2,800. In summary, all of these exciting new products are more reason why. When it comes to innovation, the leading leaders install Sony. Thank you very much. And now I'd like to turn it back to John Doerr.
Okay, we're going to get into some demonstrations and then followed by Q&A. So we have two of our product experts here. They're going to walk through two different demonstrations, Andre Floyd and JP Torres. So what I'd like to do is ask JP to come on stage first and walk through the first demonstration, and again, then Andre, followed by the Q&A with Mike Pasula or myself. So, JP.
Thank you, John. So today we have the pleasure, well, first off, thank you, Mike, thank you, John, thank you, Tank. We have the pleasure of having you all here to listen to our full surround sound system through the ZA5000 receiver. And I want to thank Savant for the control that we have operating all the devices, including the lighting. You're going to be listening to our 2ES power speakers, along with our 5ES bookshelves and 9ES subwoofer. Now, the ZA5000 is a very flexible receiver, not just for custom installation, but for performance. We're running a full 7.1.4, which means you have your conventional 7.1 channels of surround sound, but in addition, our front height and rear height speakers to complete your Dolby Atmos or DTS:X processing. Of course, we still handle the standard HD audio codecs from Dolby Digital and DTS, TrueHD and DTS Master Audio for Blu-ray. So you're set for now and for the future content that may be, that will be coming on standard Blu-ray and 4K Blu-ray. We're going to start with a DTS:X demonstration for you, and then move on to a Dolby Atmos demonstration. So let's set the mood. like most about that track is it gives you a great visual representation of how important audio is and the performance of the CA5000 can give you. We're going to give you two last demonstrations using Dolby Atmos, first of which is going to be a trailer labeled Shatter. And then we'll move on to moving TV demonstration for you.
You won't just hear glass breaking. You'll hear a slightly battered and bruised baseball fly past your right ear. As a cloud of debris blooms, and shards of glass trail overhead. Just before gravity takes hold, scattering chaos to the four corners of the room. While the sound of a scared little kid, running like hell, fades away in the distance.
And now some of you may have heard of a little show called Game of Thrones. I hear it's somewhat popular. Take those standard 5.1 channels and do for all intended purposes, an upsampling or upconversion of the signal to give us a full 7.1.4 application. So we're able to use all 11 channels of amplification. Thank you very much, and take it away, Andre.
My name is Andre Floyd. I'm the product marketing manager for home theater projectors here at Sony. You've heard a lot of highlights about the 40 projectors that we're introducing here today, HW65 up to the VW5000. Let's let the pictures do the talking. First clip I want to play for you is from the Sony Hit Series, The Blacklist, with the brightness and the contrast available.
The daughter of U.S. General Daniel Ryker. There'll be some kind of diversion, communications will be scrambled, and he'll grab the girl. He wants to be out of the country within 36 hours. If you don't move quickly, she will die. That's what I know.
And how do you know this?
Because I'm the one who got him into the country.
And I'm supposed to believe you?
Of course not. I'm a criminal. Criminals are notorious liars. Everything about me is a lie. But if anyone can give me a second chance, it's you. The two of us have overcome so much. I mean, look at you. Abandoned by a father who was a career criminal, a mother who died of weakness and shame. And yet here you are, about to make a name for yourself, about to capture Rocco Zamani. I'm going to make you famous, Lizzie.
System that has full 4K resolution, high dynamic range capability, showing a high dynamic range, encoded clip, supported by Dolby Surround sound. I'm sure to notice the rich color highlights juxtaposed with the deep solid colors.
believe you.
Strange. How often I got so much. I got so much anger.
I can see that. I can see you don't want to be here. I can see you're scared. I can see you don't know what's happening to you. I can see that you don't want to hurt anybody. You'll be all
right. Clear shot. Standing by.
I don't want them shooting me.
I'm going to shoot you. You guys, this is my buddy Max. I told you about Max. No one shoots at Max. It's just you and me talking. Whoa, whoa, stay right there, stay right there. Just be careful. The brake, the electricity.
I just wanted everyone to see me.
He makes a move, you take that shot.
How about you come with me?
Okay.
Go somewhere we'll talk. Away from all these people, okay?
We just wanted to have a couple quick Q&As. I know there's a few other press conferences to get to. But if anybody has any questions for myself or Mike, thank you for joining us today. Are there any questions? Well, we swapped out, so...
BW-665.
Yeah. Did you put out one? But normally, throughout the week, we're going to be using...
BW-5000.
Okay. Yeah, Mike.
Yes, can you tell us which HDR system does Sony support with its TVs and or projectors? Which HDR systems?
HDR systems.
Formats. Which HDR?
Oh, formats.
Sorry.
It's mono?
Formats.
It's 850,
yeah.
X900, X910, X930.
What? There's enough. You don't support Dolby Vision.
We support the industry standard,
Simpy
standard
format. You don't support any of the others.
We're still looking at... Yeah, we're still Marge, in terms of that. And we answered that same question at the roundtable in November.
Yeah,
we're asking. So it's the same question,
Marge.
Next question.
This is a hybrid laser phosphor engine inside?
Yes.
Okay.
The BW-5000.
So any questions that are for Mike Pasulo... the technical questions, we can go back on the floor and talk with Andre and JP and others. But if anything for Mike Pasulo, or else I'm going to have you guys move along.
Does the VW-1100 stay in the lineup as is?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Okay. So thank you for joining us today. We'll be out in the booth for any more follow-up questions. Thank you.